This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Tangible Investments. We love our Tangible Investments. Silvano DeGeneva is the CEO of Tangible Investments, the founder, the chairman, the CEO, all the above. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. If you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver before, you need asset protection now. You need good advice now, and he wants qualified clients, people who understand gold and silver, who have bought it before. If you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. When was the last time anyone gave you a $199 gold coin for free? Only if you're a qualified client who can prove that you bought gold or silver before. And Tangible's doing this because they want to prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wainwright sent you. They will take great, great care of you. What happened to Roger Stone has got to be one of the most terrible things I've ever seen. I mean, look, Roger Stone is a good guy. Roger Stone is kind of a bit of a provocateur. He's kind of a bit of a clown. He's kind of a bit of a dirty tricks guy. He's kind of a bit of an opposition research guy. But do you really need to attack him as if he's Al Capone or ISIS or the Gambino crime family or a mass murdering illegal alien, a serial killer? Because that's the way they attacked him the other day. Pre-dawn raid, FBI agents, SWAT teams with major weapons and night vision goggles and bulletproof vests, you know, armored vests. Are you kidding me? He's a 66-year-old white man with glasses and white hair. He doesn't know how to hurt someone. If he tried, he'd probably get hurt himself. He'd pull a muscle if he tried to punch you. And you're going after him like he's Al Capone. You're sick in the head. Mueller and the Democratic Party have become the Mueller crime family. You know, and they're at the direction of the Clinton crime family and the Obama crime family. Their crimes, nobody cares about. But these crimes, you know, they'll sick for spitting on the street. They'll sick a SWAT team on you. Representative Andy Biggs, congressman, on Friday sent a letter to the Department of Justice asking for an investigation into whether details of political operative Roger Stone's indictment were leaked to the media ahead of his dramatic pre-dawn arrest, because CNN was waiting for him. CNN cameras were staked outside Stone's Fort Lauderdale, Florida home when over a dozen heavily armed FBI agents, I heard it was 29 of them, but we'll see, over a dozen, arrested him shortly after 6 a.m. Eastern Time. According to CNN crime and justice producer David Schertel, the network set up a crew outside the home after noticing unusual grand jury activity in connection to special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. What did Roger Stone have to do with Russia? As I said earlier today in my Bill O'Reilly interview, I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me, based on Roger Stone and everybody else in this entire story with Robert Mueller, this horrible story, there was no original crime. They set out searching for a crime with the most incredible powers ever awarded anyone. He's more powerful than the President of the United States. And he can look for crime anywhere he wants, even though it's got nothing to do with the original objective, which was Russia collusion. They found out there was no Russia collusion, so they just said, let's just interview people. And then let's arrest them when we think they told a lie in the interview. But an interview about what? An interview about a crime that never happened? That's not legal in the United States of America. Oh, it is if you have a special counsel, I guess. So nobody should ever talk to these guys. Why would you talk to them? The minute you say anything, everyone's memory is flawed. Their recollection of things is flawed, is different. And so the minute you talk, where were you last Wednesday? I don't know. I was getting pizza. We already know that you're getting Chinese food based on the receipt on your Visa MasterCard. You're going to jail for the next 100 years. You'll never see your wife and children again. Because I thought I got pizza, because I must have gotten it Wednesday, not Tuesday, and you know I had Chinese food. If you knew I had Chinese food on my Visa MasterCard, why did you bother asking the question? Because you wanted to catch me in a lie. In a mistake, which you're calling a lie. And you're going to send me to jail for 100 years for that? When you're letting illegal aliens walk all over America? Insanity. The Atlantic's Dick Pullman came out with what qualifies as truth for liberals. He says Democrats need a new massacre to make gun control push a first-tier story. He's rooting for a massacre. Can you imagine if I rooted for a massacre? Can you imagine if I put out a tweet rooting for a massacre? January 27, 2019. So what, today's the 28th. That was yesterday. This guy, Dick Pullman, sure seems to be a dick, all right. An Atlantic contributor noted that the Democrats took control of the House with plans to push gun control, and less than a week after taking control, they followed through by introducing a bill to criminalize private gun sales. But Pullman notes that the gun control bill did not garner major airplay in the media, leading him to suggest a new massacre will be key in getting the push more attention. He wrote, the Democrats' championing of gun reform is not currently a first-tier story, but a new massacre would likely make it so. He observed that the January 23rd SunTrust Bank shooting in Florida failed to put the Democrats' gun control push on the map. He missed the fact that the bank shooting highlighted the failure of gun control. Florida has a red flag law. They have waiting periods. And this guy still walked in and killed five people. Crazy. Willie Brown and Kamala Harris. No, that's not a joke. Willie went up the hill with Kamala, and Kamala came down with $2. They each had a buck. Kamala came down with two. That's not the joke here. Willie Brown gave his mistress, Kamala Harris, her first state jobs with income totaling more than $400,000 in 5 years, and now she thinks she's qualified to be president of the United States. That is really funny. She's Willie Brown's girlfriend cheating on his wife, his mistress, and now she's a United States senator who thinks she's qualified to be president of the United States. You know, this is how far we fall. We went from Obama with no qualifications of any kind to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who daydreams all day long about being the next president of the United States. Right now she's, what, 29 years old? She's got to wait 6 years. But you know she's waiting to run for president of the United States. Zero qualifications of any kind and none of Obama's Ivy League degrees or law degree. And now we have Kamala Harris, who was a mistress. What's her qualification? Well, she's already a U.S. senator, so obviously the people of California are that dumb. Willie Brown is still to this day married to his wife, Blanche Vitero. They have three children. To this day. Former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown admitted this week to an extramarital affair with Kamala Harris. He also admitted to giving Harris her first day jobs. It was an interview in the San Francisco Chronicle. He admitted to the extramarital affair and to appointing her to two state commissions. Yes, we dated. It was more than 20 years ago. Yes, I may have influenced her career by appointing her to two state commissions when I was assembly speaker. And I certainly helped her with her first race for district attorney in San Francisco. But I've also helped the careers of Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, Dianne Feinstein. Harrison Brown met in 1994 when he was speaker of the state assembly. He was 60. She was 29. And so Brown appointed her to two patronage positions in state government. The Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board and the California Medical Assistance Commission. And she made more than $400,000 over 5 years. At one point, they were the talk of the town. Right before Brown was sworn in as mayor, legendary San Francisco columnist Herb Cohen implied the self-described Ayatollah of the Assembly and a girlfriend would soon get married. In his book, Basic Brown, Brown quoted his wife, Blanche, is responding to the column by saying, listen, she may have him at the moment, but come Inauguration Day, and he's up there on the platform being sworn in, I'll be the witch, and she used the B word, holding the Bible. Nice people, huh? Really get an idea of what nice people these are. Couple broke up, but the friendship and the political alliance remained. In 2003, Harris decided to run for district attorney of San Francisco and the county of San Francisco. Brown assisted this campaign by raising money on her behalf and introducing her to some big donors. Ben Stein, one of my favorite guys, very funny guy, actor, Republican. He says Hitler promised the same kinds of things as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. To put it quite clearly, we have an economic program. Point number 13, that program demands the nationalization of all public companies. In other words, socialization. or what is known here as socialism. The basic principle of my party's economic program should be made perfectly clear, and that principle is the principle of authority. The good of the community takes priority over that of the individual. But the state should retain control. Every owner should feel himself to be an agent of the state. It is his duty not to misuse his possessions to the detriment of the state or the interests of his fellow countrymen. That is the overriding point. The Third Reich will always retain the right to control property owners. If you say that the bourgeoisie is tearing its hair over the question of private property, that does not affect me in the least. Does the bourgeoisie expect some consideration from me? Today's bourgeoisie is at the core. It has no ideals anymore. All it wants to do is earn money. And so it does me what damage it can. The bourgeoisie press does me damage too and would like to consign me and my movement to the devil. Who said it? Adolf Hitler, 1931. First interview with Hitler, May 4th, 1931. So Hitler was, in fact, a socialist. Wow. Here's another speech by Hitler. Socialism as the final concept of duty, the ethical duty of work, not just for oneself, but also for one's fellow man's sake, and above all principle, common good before own good, a struggle against all partisanism, especially against easy and unearned income. Unearned income, isn't that an interesting word? Isn't that the Democrats' favorite saying? You didn't earn that! And we were aware that in this fight we can rely on no one but our own people. We're convinced that socialism, in the right sense, will only be possible in nations and races that are Aryan. And there is the first place we hope for our own people and are convinced that socialism is inseparable from nationalism. Wow. Adolf Hitler's major, major speech. And so Ben Stein is comparing Hitler to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He says the newly elected congresswoman was a member of the Democratic Socialist America. A lot of her political talking points could be traced back to her socialist roots. We'll get more into it when we get back. Ben Stein comparing Ocasio-Cortez to Hitler.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if you're new, your resolution is to be healthier. Take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. This segment of the show is sponsored by Newsmax TV. That's hour number three of our show is Newsmax TV. Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 on Dish, many cable systems around the country. We just added Comcast Xfinity, 30 million cable homes. My show is exploding. My ratings up 30% in the last 6 months. Bill O'Reilly on the show three nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Matter of fact, today I interviewed Bill O'Reilly earlier, and that will be on the show tonight. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, if you don't have Dish, you don't have DirecTV, you don't have it on cable. So first of all, I want you to call this phone number if that's true, 844-500-6397, and they'll connect you to your cable system so you can tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allyn Root, 844-500-6397, toll free, and they'll connect you toll free. The whole call is free, and you can rant and let them know you could switch to DirecTV or Dish TV or just watch Hulu or one of those other systems if cable will not give you what you want. You want your Wayne Root. You want Newsmax TV, 844-500-6397. But if, in fact, you don't have cable or satellite TV, then you can watch me every night on NewsmaxTV.com. Just click on Watch Live Now. NewsmaxTV.com at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. And my show replays the next day. So it's running twice a day now. Replays the next day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, East Coast time, 10 a.m. Pacific. Wayne Allyn Root Show. Get the Newsmax TV app as well. It's also free. I was telling you about Ben Stein, and he was saying that Hitler and Ocasio-Cortez have so much in common. And so Ben Stein was saying the newly elected congresswoman is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. A lot of her political talking points can be traced back to these socialist roots. Medicaid for all, mobilizing the economy to fight climate change, elevating the marginal tax rates for the wealthy. Many of these programs promise free services from the government at the expense of the wealthy. Because of this, a key tenet of these programs is villainizing the accumulation of wealth. Looking at it from a historical lens, Stein told Fox Business that many of the promises of Ocasio-Cortez were delivered by some of the worst figures in history. We have a society, live in a society, which there are an awful lot of people who have no idea that Stalin, Hitler, Mao, all came to power promising the same kinds of things that Ocasio-Cortez is promising, and it led to mass murder. It led to dictatorship. He left off Fidel Castro, by the way. He left off Venezuela. It led to genocide. These promises were all promises, and they are unvaryingly lead to bad things. The promise of just saying to people, do what you can within the law to make your life better and your family's life better, that system works extremely well. As Stein noted, there are many Americans who aren't aware of some of the more ghastly figures in history. For example, two-thirds of millennials don't know what happened at Auschwitz, according to a report by the Washington Post. Another study showed millennials also believe former President George W. Bush killed more people than Stalin. Can you imagine? Stein expressed concern. What a bunch of dummies. What a bunch of morons. Stein expressed concern that the percent of Americans who view capitalism as a bad thing. More Democrats have a higher opinion of socialism than they do of capitalism. Stein said capitalism is a system that allows people to make something themselves instead of oppressing other people. It's an incredibly good system. Making money is one of the most harmless things there is to do in the whole world. That's what our society is about. But he extended the logic of equal outcome socialism, saying, what do you do if a person is richer or poorer? What do you do? Do you take them away? Do you shoot them? Well, that's what communists tried. It didn't work out very well for them. And at the end of the day, it wound up Russia's one of the most unequal societies has ever been in the world. So good job, Ben Stein. Very good. Appreciate it. You know what I like to tell millennials? Do you really want to go in a classroom where everybody gets to see, no matter what happens, and they all nod their head? Oh, yeah, why not? No matter how hard you work, you get to see. And then the person sitting next to you is out doing drugs and out having fun and out drinking every night and out screwing around at strip clubs. And they don't do any homework at all and they don't even show up for class. And they get the same C as you, but you did without all that stuff. You sacrificed. You led a disciplined life and you worked hard so you could be a doctor one day or whatever it is you want to be. And you get the same C as them. Really? That's socialism. That's it right there in a nutshell. It doesn't work. It can't work. Because then I'd ask the question, do you think anybody would work in a classroom like that? Of course not. Of course not. Nobody would work. You'd have to be crazy to work. If it's not rewarded, you wouldn't work. If hard work is not rewarded, no one's going to work hard. And by the way, Congressman Andy Biggs says that Trump can, in fact, build the wall without declaring a national security emergency. He says he can do it with some sort of obscure DOD, Department of Defense law. We'll get to that when we get back. He says Trump's authority is even stronger in the field of combating drug smuggling, even without the declared health crisis. Number 10, USC, Section 284, is what allows you to do it. It allows the DOD to provide help in the form of construction of roads and fences. We'll be right back.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is continuing to ramp up pressure on former President of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. National Security Advisor John Bolton has a message for Maduro regarding any U.S. diplomats in Venezuela.
Any violence against these groups would signify a grave assault on the rule of law and will be met with a significant response.
It's all about border security. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders when discussing the possibility of a second partial government shutdown. Sanders says she hopes everyone will come together and work out a deal.
Ideally, Democrats would take these next 3 weeks to negotiate in good faith, as they've indicated that they would, and come up with a deal that makes sense, that actually fixes the problem, so we don't have to go through that process.
And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was down 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
and speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sponsor of the segment of the show is Cenogenics. If you're wondering how it's possible I have such energy and how it's possible, someone just told me the other day, and again, you know, they're always afraid to tell me this because they think like it's a put-down somehow. You know, they're afraid I'm going to be offended. They're like, man, you look 15 years younger. You look so much thinner and so much younger. My friend JP is the one who said that to me, and he said it like, would I be offended? He was a little worried. He never said it to me before because, you know, that's like the opposite way of saying, wow, you used to look kind of fat, ugly, and old. No, that's not what he meant. That's what nobody means, really. But you look better is a compliment. So Cenogenics is the one that did that for me. It's really fantastic. And I think the real core of the story isn't just that they made Wayne Root great again and they can make you great again. It's just that I was already in great shape. I was a workout nut, a fitness nut, an organic food nut, a vitamin nut, right? A fitness fanatic my whole adult life because both my parents died of cancer 28 days apart. I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I don't smoke, I drink no alcohol, none, and never drink coffee and never drink soda. So if a guy like me could go to Cenogenics and do the tests and find out that there were all kinds of problems, can you imagine what chance the rest of you have, especially the men out there? I am living proof that 99% of the men out there over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it yet. So give Cenogenics a call. They made me great again. They got me, you know, this career on TV. My show is exploding. It's number one on Newsmax. And I landed a fantasy football show, and I'm up for other shows now. Why? Because I look youthful. I look like I'm a great-looking kind of 40-year-old when I'm 57 years old. And I didn't look that way. If you go back to the old videos, I look crappy compared to now about a year and a half ago when I first started on Newsmax. So it's really been a big, big difference. Give them a call, man. If they could do that for me, think what they could do for you. 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com and tell them you want your free, no-obligation consultation. Free, free, free. 888-YOUNGER, Cenogenics.com, Cenegenics. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We got our guest on, Andre Dimino, I hope that's how I pronounce it, Dimino or Dimino, executive board member of the Italian-American One Voice Coalition. His website is IAOVC, IAOVC.org, and we're going to talk about Notre Dame covering up their murals because all of a sudden the PC liberals think that Christopher Columbus was a bad guy. It's all ridiculous. Welcome to the show, Andre. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Thanks.
So is it Andre Dimino? How do I pronounce that?
Yeah, you got it right the first time, Andre Dimino.
All right, Andre Dimino. So, listen, I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in a 100% Italian neighborhood in a little town called Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. And I'm basically Italian myself. I love the Italian people. And I just think it's so ridiculous, this PC culture that we live in, that you're worrying about what Christopher Columbus did all those years ago. It's a joke. So the story is Notre Dame is it a done deal that they're covering up 12 murals on a campus building depicting Christopher Columbus in America? Is that a done deal that they're doing that?
Well, yeah, the president, who happens to be a Catholic priest, on Martin Luther King Day, issued a letter saying that that was his decision. They're going to cover them up after he got some complaints from a small group, a couple of hundred students out of the 9,000 students, that these murals that have been up since 1880 bother him.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
An absolute joke.
So
some of the things you've been pointing out, Andre Dimino, is that this is another example of revisionist history and a slap in the face to all Italian Americans, and that Columbus actually never landed in what is now the United States of America. Tell us what you mean.
No, that's correct. And, you know, what we celebrate with Christopher Columbus is his achievement of opening up this part of the world to being developed. Yes, of course, the Native Americans and the indigenous people were here, and they were immigrants to this area also. But he did open it up for European settling, but they are pinning all of these atrocities just on him when it was really just what the times were back then. This wasn't a Garden of Eden. You know, the Native Americans and the indigenous people, they were full of atrocities and wiping each other out and so forth. And when Columbus came here, the other people and conquistadors did the same thing. But we can't hold them to today's standards, and they can't pin it all on Christopher Columbus.
All right. The 12 murals created in the 1880s by Luis Grigori were intended to encourage immigrants who had come to the U.S. during a period of anti-Catholic sentiment. You know, it's funny, Andre Domino. It seems to me we're back to a period of anti-Catholic sentiment with all these U.S. senators, Feinstein and Kamala Harris, who seem to have a hatred for not just conservatives and Republicans, but rather anyone up there who admits they're Catholic or belongs to any Catholic organization. It's almost like you can openly hate Catholics again. This is all just beyond the pale.
It is. And I mean, if you add to the fact that most Italian Americans are Catholic as well, we've got a double hit because, you know, Italian heritage is the last ethnicity that's okay to bash. And, you know, we get the double hit with the Catholic as well.
So I think an important point you made is that, you know, the liberals claim that, oh, my God, white people came to America and Italian Columbus came to America and they just brought all kinds of disease with them. Well, first of all, it was the English, the Dutch, and the Spanish who brought disease and slavery to what is now the United States, not Columbus, right? He wasn't in the United States.
That's correct. He was to the south and he never landed in the United States. He never dealt with Native Americans that were here on this part of the world. It was to the south and mostly to the islands. And again, he was a man of his times, and it wasn't just the slavery from the Europeans. Some of the Native Americans actually traded their own slaves to the conquistadors and the Europeans.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've often said the same thing with African Americans. I mean, look, it's terrible. What we did to them is awful. But having
sure.
said that, in Africa, there was slavery all the time, all
sure.
over the place.
Absolutely.
They were
right.
Black slavers taking blacks for slaves. It doesn't excuse us, but it does add a little context to the situation of the times. But it is a revisionist history. Tell us, you know, what should Notre Dame do, and what should Columbus's legacy be seen as? Tell us what you think Columbus's legacy was, and is there a compromise here?
Well, I believe so, and that's what we're really asking the president to reverse himself. First off, I want to tell you that although Italian Americans are kind of the caretakers of Columbus Day and the memory of Columbus and celebrating Columbus, my parents both came from Italy, and they instilled that, by the way, they came here legally from Italy, and they instilled in me a tremendous pride and patriotism of being American. And Columbus Day and the Columbus celebration is really an American holiday. And what we're celebrating was that if he didn't begin that development of that exploration to this part of the world, there would be no America right now. So what we feel is don't tear down Columbus in order to celebrate Native Americans. You want to put murals up or statues up about Native Americans or indigenous people? Go right ahead. But
right.
don't cover up Columbus just to satisfy this group.
Look, I'm with you. I'm on your team, and I wish you luck with it. We're talking to Andre Domino, executive board member of the Italian-American One Voice Coalition. You can find them at IAOVC.org. Andre, thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne. Take care.
All right. You know, just PC has just gone too far. The whole thing's ridiculous. It's just a joke. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the biggest examples of PC going too far, I think, is Robert E. Lee. Now, there's nobody in the world that can tell you that Wayne Root is a fan of slavery, because I'm not. I think it's the most horrible thing, most horrible stain upon American history. I understand why we had a Civil War. I totally understand what had to be done. And it was, by the way, the most important point of slavery is that you had white Americans dying for black slaves who they never met, who they didn't know anything about. They were dying for strangers, black strangers. That's how America's always been a great country. That's the way to see it. Glass is half full, not half empty. But who is the hero of that war? I hate to tell you, but the hero was General Robert E. Lee. And it wasn't because he was a big slave guy. He was not a slave guy. He didn't fight to protect slavery. He fought to defend his state, Virginia, that he loved more than anything in the world. How do I know? Because I read, I don't know, at this point, a dozen books about the life of General Robert E. Lee, one of the greatest men to ever live in the history of the United States of America, and one of the greatest generals, if not the greatest general in the history of warfare in this world. Just an incredible general, an incredible strategist, an incredible fighter, and I happened to, as a kid, read a lot of books about him, and he was so beloved by both the North and the South. You heard me. The North and the South loved him so much. He was the number one choice of everyone on both sides to be the next president after Lincoln. and he was asked to be president. And the people of the North wanted him to be the president because they felt he would heal the nation because both sides loved him. And he was such a low ego guy, he turned it down and said, the time isn't right. I don't think it's right. We just lost the war. I don't want to be president of the United States. It'll just bring up more bad feelings. And he dropped out to basically be the head of a university in the South, in Virginia. So, for people to take down statues of Robert E. Lee when the North loved and respected Robert E. Lee and understood what a brave man he was and understood how much he loved the South, and he really came close to being the head general of the North instead of the South. He was asked by both sides to become the general for the war, and he turned down the North and took the South because he felt such guilt and allegiance to his Southern, to Virginia in the South. So it's just another example, I think, of how we're trying to rewrite history. And it's just terrible. Just terrible. By the way, Hillary Clinton insiders say she is considering a third run for the White House. That would be just hilarious. Good luck. Good. Go do it. Go divide the Democratic Party. You're the most hated, despised woman in the history of politics. You're hated by many people in the Democratic Party. And you would be just the person to stir up all the feelings of anger that would get Donald Trump reelected by a wide margin. Run against him a second time. And instead of losing badly in the Electoral College and winning just slightly, and by the way, that's only because you got millions of illegals to vote, but that's okay. Winning slightly in the popular vote, the second time around, you will lose badly, badly, both the popular vote and the electoral vote. Nobody wants Hillary Clinton, but let her run. Let Mitt Romney run, loser. Let this guy Schultz of Starbucks run. And by the way, remember what the story is with this guy Schultz, Howard Schultz. He was the guy that opened the bathrooms to all the lowlives, all the murderers, all the rapists, all the homeless crazy people that smell with lice, and all the heroin addicts all shooting up in the bathroom of Starbucks. So you don't want to ever go there again without vomiting. He's the one that did that. He's the one that decided to hire Muslim refugees instead of 10,000 U.S. veterans. He's going to be the next president of the United States. Don't make me laugh. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold
Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Last segment on Just the Radio. We got our Power Hour coming up at top of the hour, 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock Pacific. 7 o'clock Central. It is the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. You can switch to channel 349 on DirecTV, channel 216 Dish. Many cable channels all over this country, or cable systems all over this country, including Comcast Xfinity. 30 million homes have us now. And many others. Fios and I don't know. There's just so many cable systems at this point that have us. Matter of fact, right now I'm going to click on Newsmax TV, and I'm just going to let you know all the many ways you can find us. Find Newsmax TV. So, of course, number one is DirecTV, channel 349, Dish TV, channel 216, Comcast Xfinity, Spectrum, AT&T, UVerse, Verizon, Fios, TDS TV. There's just CenturyLink. If you have any one of those all over this country, we're in parts of almost every state in the United States. If you're in Texas, we're on Comcast Xfinity, Frontier Communications, Spectrum, VTX1. If you're in Utah, we're on CenturyLink, Comcast Xfinity, and SatView Broadband. So just all over this country, there's choices to find us. You can also get us on Roku. You can get us on, what are all these, Google Play. There's just so many ways to find us. Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allen Root Show at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. So go ahead and check it out. I was talking about Starbucks. CEO Howard Schultz running for president when I last was ending of the last segment. And there's an article I just came up with. Starbucks, Howard Schultz, America exists for immigrants, not Americans. His justification for the amnesty includes no rules or principles that would prevent his huge amnesty from expanding into an open borders policy which would benefit investors at the expense of white-collar and blue-collar Americans, says Jessica Vaughn, policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. Schultz told 60 Minutes The country, first and foremost, is based on humanity, fairness, goodness. We have been for 200-plus years a country of immigrants, and for the 11 million people here unauthorized, there should be a fair and equitable way for them to get in line, pay the taxes, pay a fee, and become citizens of the United States. Now, first of all, let's pick this apart. The country, first and foremost, is based on humanity, fairness, and goodness. That's just not true. I'm sorry, countries that base their entire life on what you might call social justice are all the most miserable places in the world to live. America is based on opportunity and mobility and capitalism. America is based on making money. Everyone has an equal and fair shot to make money. That's what it's based on. America is about the United States Constitution. So, yeah, there's fairness. You're supposed to be treated well by the government, by the police. But it's not based on humanity. America's based on the pursuit of happiness. It's not based on guaranteeing happiness, just the pursuit of happiness. He says we're a country of immigrants. That's true. Legal immigrants. We're also not a country of immigrants on welfare, but all the new immigrants are getting billions in welfare, $160 billion a year. And there are millions of immigrant criminals. So stop telling me this lies. And when he says 11 million people here unauthorized, no, new studies show it's 22 million. 22 million. And there's got to be a fair and equitable way for them to get in line, pay the taxes, pay a fee, and become citizens. No, I don't want them to. How would you allow that? They came here illegally. They're criminals. And they stole ID once they got here. And most of them are voting illegally. And you want to reward them? Vaughn, who's with this immigration, this company called Center for Immigration Studies, good group, I like them. She says, what I hear is not only platitudes about immigration and cliches about an amnesty being earned, but a complete ignorance and disregard for the effect on Americans of unlimited immigration. His statement suggests there's no such thing as an American, and that America is just a collection of anyone who wants to come, rather than a nation with laws and a unique culture. He is speaking as if the concept of an American nation is obsolete and never was there to begin with. Schultz also seems to think that Americans have nothing to say about immigration. His statement is all about the immigrants and not about what's the best policy for our country. He says there's just no downside to unlimited immigration. Very scary. Overall, investors tend to prioritize economic growth above America's concerns about wages, salaries, crime, real estate costs, civil harmony, and government priorities. For example, Politico posted a January 20th article about the political priorities of the nation's leading bankers who describe themselves as centrists, even as they push for more cheap labor migration. Here's a banker talking. I'm a socially liberal, fiscally conservative centrist who would love to vote for a rational Democrat and get Trump out of the White House, said the CEO of one of the nation's largest banks, who, like a dozen other executives interviewed, declined to be identified by name for fear of angering a volatile President Trump. Personally, I'd love to see Mike Bloomberg run and get the nomination. I've just never thought he could get the nomination the way the primary process works. Across Wall Street and more in executive suites across the nation, corporate titans are trying to figure out how to navigate the 2020 presidential election. Wow. After mentioning Bloomberg, Wall Street executives who want Trump out list a consistent roster of appealing nominees that could include Vice President Joe Biden, yuck. Senator Cory Booker, yuck. Kirsten Gillibrand, yuck. Kamala Harris, yuck. I mean, it's a joke. And then, of course, I'm sure they would love Schultz. Why not? He's one of them, right? He founded Starbucks and all that, or he's the CEO of Starbucks. But this is a guy that is just so dumb. Can you imagine? He thinks America's for immigrants, not Americans who were born here. But the deal is that the annual flood of roughly 1 million legal immigrants spikes profits and Wall Street values by shrinking salaries for blue-collar and white-collar American employees and wages for the 4 million young Americans who join the labor force each year. It widens the wealth gap, this cheap policy, cheap labor policy. It increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers. Here comes Newsmax TV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.